City Council meeting order on February 11th, 2014. So, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. First of all, we're going to start out. We got a full message from Mayor Maltz. He's in Florida. He wishes he could be here, but tasks are really long.
But it's too warm down there.
Yeah. We've public comments.
Everybody's on the agenda.
Ordered agenda review, added items, and adoptions.
Council, I have just to note there's two January claims lists there noted, so the shorter list, note that as February. And then also there's an updated delinquency listing that could be added to the consent.
Consent agenda. Any questions on it? What the motion?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Fire Department, Justin.
Good evening.
Good evening, Justin. How are you doing?
Good. We first got Jeremy put on there the Fire Board meeting minutes. And he said he sent them to all these. Do we have any questions on that? Or?
No. I was there. I know that Von Tripp was there. Did you send him?
Yeah, well, I had sent to Jeremy, the two township secretaries. I wrote up minutes, sent them to them, and Ron, I mailed him a copy of them. So he's done.
Any other questions?
Yeah, pretty straightforward, and not a whole lot of big changes for this year. The donation summary, that got to Jeremy. I don't know if that got sent to you guys too. But, any questions on that at all? What's
the only thing on there, you can disregard that. That wasn't done by the relief. It was just a question I had. It was an additional donation I got for $350 for National Night Out.
I mean, they didn't check into it, but just looking at the check number, that must have come out of our general, the relief general funds. I mean, it's still a donation, it just wasn't out of that general fund. Fireman's Banquet Dance, we're going to have a banquet. We have a couple guys retired, and when we have a banquet, it's just as easy to dance, as much work for us, so. But we were going to try and push it back later this year for attendance. It's been getting pretty poor the last few years, so that's why the March 22nd instead of in January. Questions on that?
Are you doing a breakfast thing again, too, or is it just going to be dance with the...
I had talked to Diana, and maybe I got to go to one of the Lions meetings. We don't care what the Lions do. We said whatever they make off it. We'll put the people there. We do the beer sales. We'll get off of that and anything. You guys as the Lions, if they want to do breakfast or do burgers or anything.
I'll bring it up at the general meeting next Monday.
That's what, I mean, one thing, the fish fry, the Sportsman's Club did kind of that for us. We got to do the meat raffles. They brought the people. they didn't ask for any money, and it's kind of the same thing we're looking at. The Lions will work for us. We'll bring the people there, and you guys can make off whatever food they want. A regional meeting. I know it's a long ways out. We just found out. I just want to give the council a heads up. September 8th or the 9th, but it's always the second Tuesday of the month of the regional meeting is. And our region is Hamburg to, I think, Plymouth is the north end, out to Bloomington, and every department between is in the region. So it's four meetings a year, and then comes to once every 7 years or something we end up hosting. And this time it'll end up in next September. So I think other years in the past when it's happened, I think they changed council nights for it. But I just want to bring it up to you guys now. Jeremy had said something that could be with the annual budget, but it should have been. We're far enough ahead. If it's going to be a problem, I get to probably talk to the region and switch the date.
That's here at this point.
And no matter when we switch, it's always the second Tuesday of the month, no matter what month it is. So it's always, no matter when we do it, it's going to correlate with this. But just giving you guys a heads up that it's going to be set for September's meeting, 2015. And we'll bring that up again. Okay. Any questions on that? Bylaws are... they're a little outdated from what we have. We've had problems. They're just very gray. And it's hard for my position to think a lot of the firefighters don't really know what's expected of them. And same thing with you guys. It's, I don't know, I guess I just like to look into them, update them. Because really we should be falling more under the city's policies. And I don't know.
See, on the bylaws, now that's not what you'd say. That's attendance, meetings, and stuff like that.
Kind of that, and be like our code of conducts, and our, like to turn into more with our procedures would be in there. Just have everything so that as many problems as we can have on written down on paper. That's one thing that happened with our relief a few years ago. We had redid them. And there was a few issues that came up that I was able to resolve it just with a phone call. They'd call and say, this is what our bylaws say. And you know, that was the end of it. Where the bylaws we have now are pretty gray. And if something comes up, it's either got to go to the council or we're going to end up doing committees with every little problem.
Better to get it done first before it happens.
Right. And it's just a lot of them are... like I said, with the relief stuff we had over the years, it's cut and dry. We have a problem, say, this is how I read it. If we want to go farther, we can go farther, but it never went. I never had a problem that went farther than that. I know it's nothing that's going to be fast. I would, looking at a date, hopefully by January 1st, 2015, I'd like to have something in play, but I guess I'd be asking for... it's something that should be coming from you guys as a council.
That'd be something we'd want to do with the personnel.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe have any other fire departments kind of incorporated that in along with the employee handbook. And to me, it almost seems like that's what it should be.
I think everybody kind of does. Because what it is for the most part, you're going to fall under the city's policies or the city handbook. But with the being the volunteer end, you're going to have kind of an addendum or whatever off of that. It's just special to that. But that's what I feel would be easier for everyone if we would kind of come with the city's handbook and then whatever we have to do off of that, we do off of that. And that's what other departments, Norwood just redid theirs. It hasn't gone into play yet, so talk to Steve over there. He said he'd get me a copy once theirs is done. They had done it. Ours, usually we've been going off of water towns. The ones we have is from theirs in 2005, and they've redid theirs in 2008 already. So. And that's what most are going to. They're kind of incorporating part of the city's policies in, and then what they need to do off of that, that's what they're doing. And that's what I'd be looking at, too.
Maybe guys should see what they've got to bring set up. See what should be changed or changed somewhat to the city. That should be able to look at that.
I think if we could get a few other fire departments and sit down with the personnel committee once we get a few of them.
Just the policies or the firefighters from other departments?
I'd say, you know, whatever procedures you're looking at. I guess go through your old bylaws and what you want to keep. I mean, I think the first thing would be is figure out what we want to keep there, what we want to strike out. And then also then we can look at things that may need to be added to address any gaps or clear up anything or clarify anything.
And part of that, too, is when we did them that time, we needed something on file, so we took someone else's name, took their name off, put our name on, so we've got something on file. Problem with that is we don't do it the way it's written, or it's not written the way we do it, and I mean, if that's the case, we're doing it this way, but if you have a problem, it's tough to justify that. And that's where I'd like to have it written the way we do it, or practice it the way we've got it written.
Is the fire department putting a committee together or anything?
I just brought it to them last meeting to say that I was going to bring it here because I felt they should know about it first, and I feel you guys are the bosses. Right. It should come from you, and if that's what you would wish, then we would look at getting
it. I would say
I think
we
should have
a couple of representatives from the fire department sit down with the personnel committee, talk about, again, some of those issues, like you say. We're doing it this way, but the books are this way, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And which way the department would rather have it run, and of course we can take what the other departments too, and see how they're doing. But they just come to one cohesive idea. That way you guys have some
right.
Going forward.
And that's, I feel, it's, I mean, it's the most fair for the firefighters, too. They know what's expected of them.
There's some things in employee handbook we've looked at updating and update and go through, so I think it'd be a good time to do that, incorporate it all into, you know, one employee handbook to address
right.
all employees in the city.
And that's what I was looking at more, kind of what you guys are saying, have a committee with the city and firefighters and put them together so we're all under the same understanding.
What's going on? And most of the fire policies are probably for guys. Maybe start changing some of that, that involves both men and
most of it's pretty, I mean, that's been switching over for years already, so it's not too bad that way.
Just think like that would be to look at.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, Tim.
Yeah, just update.
I guess just find two guys and be part of that. Let Jeremy know and coordinate it.
When
to sit down together.
When you want to know by, when you guys have a meeting set for?
I'd say for next meeting. I mean, I don't think it's anything that has to be rushed through, is it?
No. I just want to make sure we get the ball rolling is all.
I guess just come to the next meeting with two members or three, whoever you want to sit up here and represent the fire department.
And we'll set up a time.
Yeah, we'll set something up and get going out of here, Mark.
Okay, sounds good. Easter egg, or is that it for bylaws? Easter egg hunt they've got set for April 13th. I think they've got the park and the hall reserved for depending on the weather. Good weather, we'll do it at the park. If it's bad weather again, we'll do it for the hall.
You're gonna put that in the paper, or we should
put that in? Brenda usually does. I'll check with her. She's pretty good
about
all that. Anything else for me? Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Adam?
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Adam Kuby. Live in Norwood, Young America, and the reason I'm here tonight is I got a buddy that is we're looking to throw a benefit for the use of the Hamburg Hall over here. Tentative date would be the March 29th. Just a little bit about what's going on with my buddy is about week before Thanksgiving, he started having ulcerative colitis, which is pretty much you poop blood. And he had that for about 2 months, and he was in and out of Waconia two different times. And then as of the 31st of January, he was sent down to the ICU at Abbott, and where he, what they diagnosed him with is CMV, which is a rare, it's a common disease, but if your immune system's not strong enough, what it does, it attacks your liver, your kidneys, your colon, your lungs. He went in there with a heart rate of 170 and finally backed down. But through all this, he developed another rare blood disease that's, what is it, 1 in or 5 in a million people get this. About 10 years ago, without the donation of plasma, it would have been a death sentence. But now he's getting blood transfusion with the plasma and everything like that. He's also going through rounds of dialysis, which for right now it's going looking like it's going to be at least 2 weeks of both. Every other day on the dialysis and every day of the blood transfusion with giving him the plasma. Jeff is graduate of Nord High School 2003. He's got two young kids. His wife works for Sibley County over there. She took a leave of absence. And Jeff works in a seasonal job. So what we pretty much want to do is just get a benefit going and would love to use the hall. I don't know, I talked to Jeremy last week and just, I don't know if there's anything you guys could do, you know, to help us out at all, or if there's a discounted price or at a, you know, act of just donating the hall for us. And we're not going to sell beer or anything like that. We're just going to give it away. Just someone buys a ticket. I know Jeremy did say you'd have to get a license for the day with their insurance, and that's all. Been looking into that. But, yeah, he's married, got two kids, a 4-year-old and a 20-month-old. And that's about it. So I guess I'm just here tonight seeking you guys' help.
What's his prognosis at?
To tell you the truth, they don't know. I mean, I seen him last week Tuesday. I didn't think he was going to make it till Wednesday. Mm. And now it's, like I said, with his kidneys are coming around, but the point to where they haven't been able to check his colon. So once he gets all better from all these other things, they got to look at his colon. And then the surgeon told his wife last week that there's a 90% chance that they have to remove his colon and he'll have a bag for the rest of his life at the age of 29.
Yeah.
So, and then that's with him. He's an excavator. And they pretty much told him, if you do make it out, that's not going to be your career path anymore. So like I said, I mean, there is a lot of hope, you know, that's all we can hope for, but he's coming around, but he's got a long road ahead of him down in the ICU, and everybody knows that ain't cheap, so like I said, we're going to, you know, throw him a benefit and help him and his family out. It's kind of nice.
He's in the hospital now?
Yep.
He's been there for some time?
Yep, he's been there since the 31st of January. He's been in the ICU, so Friday will be 2 weeks that he's been in the ICU. And they were going to move him up until they found this, the rare blood disease is called TTP. And pretty much what it is your blood's actually eating all the platelets in your body. So that's where he's getting the plasma. That's why he's got to do, he did 20, I know on Sunday he did 20 bags of platelets or blood, and that took about 5 hours. So he's in pretty rough shape, but, you know, hopefully he pulls through. And like I said, they don't know until these other diseases clear up that what's going to happen with the colon. So,
well, my reaction to that whole thing would be that the guys could have got some issues, and the city can do to help, you know, this patient's medical bills and whatnot. I think we should do that. And the city has, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but we have a policy now where there's a business within the city, they get to haul for like half price what the revenue is.
Right, 300.
Okay.
Businesses. And in the past, we have waived fees for these types of benefits.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going at. I think that'd be a good idea if the city would just donate the haul for the day, and
right.
And the sooner we can
getting set up and ready to go to more publicity meetings.
That's exactly, like I said, we got, what we did is, I had a sister, she made up this, passing around, just, you know, this is just a little makeshift of what we're kind of looking for, what we're going to be doing, we're just, you know, beer, we're going to have silent auctions. I've been in contact with pretty much anybody and everybody I can so far, but this is just the main thing, is where we're gonna hold it. So once this is set place, I can actually start getting the flyers made up. So.
Is March 29th?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of other paperwork?
The only thing would be is, you know, just that we had a signed lease agreement and provide the full selected liability. Yeah. We'd have to require that.
Yep. Otherwise, yep.
No fee, we can wait.
I would move that we waive the rental and do whatever we have to do to make this happen.
And any appropriate paperwork, whatever has to be signed or whatever.
Lease agreement,
yes.
Post liquor liability.
That's a motion?
That's a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay? Okay. That's Gary.
Good. And like I said, it's appreciated, you know. He's got a long road ahead of him, and so any little help is, like I said, appreciated a million. So,
so that's set up for March 29th, then. Get your flyers made up.
All right.
City will wave that for you, and I hope you have a good time.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, guys.
I hope everything goes good with the kids and stuff.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Adam, if you just want to get in touch with me with the host liquor liability,
yeah,
you know, you can check around. If not, we can look at going to the lease.
If you'd like, the first Monday of the month is our Lions board meeting. If you would like to come to that and solicit a donation, we'd certainly like to hear your thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, hopefully by then, you said 7 o'clock, is that Monday?
Yeah, it'd be Monday the... Monday the 3rd, I believe, yeah.
3rd, yeah. 7 p.m. Right here, too?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Like I said, he's going to need the help, so.
Yeah, okay.
So, all right, thank you guys very much.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you for stopping.
Next, we've got some old city business. NIMS training program.
Wendy finished his, and I did 100 and 200 at the 77. So, making progress.
That's good. That's the main thing. That's very good. All right. City assessment policy.
Sometimes this form, I receive on my email, but it doesn't send them for some stupid reason.
Check it, because I got 200.
I'll send it for, I'll send it
send me the 100, and I can print it out, put it in the file. And you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, it is good. Yeah, I'll send it for my own computer.
Okay.
City assessment policy.
Nothing really to update on that. I'm going to sit down with Justin Black with SEH, probably in March here, sometime when the audit's over. We're going to kind of have a meeting. We're going to go over things, look at street assessment policies, street improvement for this year. We got that storm sewer that we may need to look at, and also the, you know, the forest main repairs that are needed. So we're going to kind of sit down and iron out all kind of engineer-related projects. So I'd like to meet with them before the March meeting comes.
Water and sewer improvements, generator, lift station.
Well, the generator people said they were going to put this in next week. Then Greg's going to be on vacation next week, right? And so Greg has to be here when they're here because he's got to pull that open off. Okay. He's going to have to use that for power speed switched over. So then we pushed it off until the following week. Well, then the following week, Greg is going to come back, so he's going to be busy. But Jeremy and I are thinking about going to a meeting over in Waconia about water meters and automatic water meter reading stuff, and it's a deal where it starts at 9 o'clock and it goes until like noon, and they serve lunch and whatnot, and
yep.
meet with a bunch of other people. If Greg can find it in his schedule to come along, certainly that would be important to him too.
Yes.
So that's going to put that week out of business as far as the generator. So now we're looking at probably the first week in March.
And that's okay.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
On to the plan, that's me.
Yeah.
Dialer for waste treatment plan.
It's in and running.
Okay. Extended service warrant agreement I'd like to sign.
Well, one of the things we talked about at last meeting, we wanted to check on to see if, the platinum coverage covers everything, and it cover everything from parts and labor, as well as an annual system check and travel time. That whatever we paid for that coverage level, what are they? Here. Platinum Plus service. You go with the Platinum Plus service, it'll cover everything.
That's about like $1,300.
Yeah, it's $1,325. If we were to do it, I guess my thoughts would be it'd just be to do it for this year, just to have a check. We haven't had that big check in 5-6 years. Probably been 5 years, at least 5 years.
Yeah. Have you noticed during the day that it's him again?
Yeah, and I noticed tonight. I got something put on the side.
Oh, that's just an extra reset?
Usually that's all I got to do. Change. Look at the setting.
So if we...
It has three slots, light settings.
So if we approve this maintenance contract, whatever. Do they come out and do like a preventative maintenance check or whatnot?
Yeah, they'll do it once over.
Like they'll fix our temperature?
And that would be part of it. So we're below 35 degrees.
And they're going to give us a... They're going to give it... It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're going to give us a deal if we go for multiple years?
Yeah, it's about a $300 rate.
Yeah, I think I agree with you that a year at a time is a good deal.
Yeah, a year at a time. Then we can get a report and see what she is.
I move that we go with a 1 year Platinum Plus system.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to go with the 1 year Platinum Plus extended warranty for $1,325. We get all the issues fixed and have the brakes. I want an internet service for the city.
So basically, one of the things we talked about was providing service at the shop and the hall, along with internet service. Basically, for the price of $43.95 for 10 months, and then $53.95 after that. Then if we wanted to do an off-premises extension, that's roughly another $9 a month. Just something to have in case the fiber optic line was down for a year. For $9 a month, we should have an extension here. Also, where we still have phone provided to one of our lines. If, that fiber optic did go down, then maybe it would be good to have it just required by the line. And then also we talked about then if Jaguar Communications and CarverLink, they're okay if we just did premises here. We did all the phones for city offices required. And they basically honored them the same prices. So roughly, if we went with that, it would be $162.85 a month for three phone lines at the community center fire hall with internet service of 20 megs, upload and download. So, and then it would be... $43.95 for 10 months, and then $53.95 after that.
And actually, $43.95, I think that's not including the on-premise extension. it's going to be like another $9 on top of that.
Right.
And then another $9 if we have it here in the city hall.
Right now we're paying?
Right now we're paying about $500 a month. If you take into account phones here, all treatment plant, long distance, I took an average of about $503 a month. That's paying for all the phones and internet. And with this coverage, you know, you're probably looking at, you know, $230. You know, then plus maybe a little long distance. It's still going to be way cheaper than what we're paying now.
Jaguar would cover here, and then the hall
and the shop.
Shop would be covered by
Century.
And the water.
Yes.
Are they ready to move on this? They just need us to start making
it. Yeah, just let them know, and they'll be ready to go in about a couple of weeks.
Is there any reason for we should wait? Are you ready?
I'm ready. What I would say is I'd like to get through my audit this week, so after this week, then I think whatever.
But if we pass it to do it tonight, we can say, you know,
yeah, I'll
10
give,
days
them,
or whatever.
Give them a show tomorrow and say, when can you be here?
Okay.
Pretty much a no-brainer.
I'll move that we do that.
Okay.
Motion has been made. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And should I tell Century Link then to go for it also?
Yeah. They're maybe set a contract. Yeah, we can speak to you, and then I can work that out with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
And next, your audit's over with this week then?
It won't be over, but the in-house part will be the hard part.
Well, I mean, do you
I still have things I got to get to.
Want to wait the week after next or not? Okay. I'll do it.
You guys want to know?
Well, that don't bother me. When I'm doing an audit, that's pretty, them 2 days are pretty.
Yeah.
Them days I like minimal. After that.
Public Works. Great.
Good evening.
How's it going? Work nice.
Okay.
Bobcat work nice.
Yes. Amazing compared to the old.
Sure it is.
That's a lot of time. It's got a really good heater in it too. It's been really good this year. So. Wastewater, water services, people services are not out of here.
Yep. So what we'll be looking to do is contract with Kurt Reitz here. He put a draft contract together of what it'll be, roughly be about $400 to $500 a month less than what people services were. And really what he wrote that contract up to was basically what the minimum requirements are for our permit. So that's what he'll be doing. So that's what that'll be, and then we'll have to pay him anything. You know, if there's anything outside that, he'll help us with that. Then that would be an additional fee. And what his stamp then is rate. So basically what he's got is $52.50 an hour, and then $50 for travel.
And all on your contract?
Yes.
Is this including that, you know, teaching, right? Or?
Yeah, and he'll be, you know, the two. He's got to be your 2 hours, and you know, my theory is while he's here at that time, he can be running through things with Greg. Typically, that's, you know, basically water treatment plant takes care of itself, so it's really knock on wood. We don't have to make issues. We have issues here and there. So the main thing would be is that he'd be kind of mentoring and teaching Greg,
right,
as we go along, so that, you know, 4 hours or he's here probably half that time, he'd be going through things with Greg, Sam, you know, the distribution system and everything. Greg's kind of got thrown in the fire already, and he'll do some cleanup, some repairs already, so Greg's learning it, so he would definitely be helping Greg go through the motions and the things, and I think even too, he'd be willing to kind of sit down and help, you know, prepare Greg to take his
test. And that's 4 hours a week, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And required.
My move that we entered the agreement with Kurt Beats.
Wait a second.
Since we're here. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I think that's going to help.
We'll probably start next week.
I think that's going to help all Craig. But you know Kurt.
I do not.
No? No. Yeah, he's been around a long time. I just... He's pretty... I'm sure you've worked with him before. He's pretty... I should say... I'll just about anything. Any kind of questions?
All right.
That manhole issue that we got down there, that leak, that never got resolved before People's Services left. Basically, weather conditions. It's been cold.
And, yeah.
Try and pump that thing out. I didn't want to smoke our pump or whatever. And you know, I mean, it's like I said, you're gonna have ice in the hole. You're gonna have your machine icing up when it's 10, 15 below for 15 days in a row. So, like I said, it's nothing that happened overnight. So once it warms up here, we'll get it pumped down and figure it out. So,
you know, and that just to let council know, that's something either we'll have to work with Norwood or we'll have to contract out with someone to do that, take care of that. The other issue we have to do is we need to pump that out. Now, if that's sewage, we got to get that into a back truck, and that's going to go into the pump. Now, it's kind of hard to dump it right now when there's, you know, how many feet of ice on the ponds, too. We have to be able to discharge that somehow, too. Or we have to have someone where they can take it and take it to their plant, you know, dispose of the property. So there's those issues, too. And the other thing is we have to contract that out and do that for the fact that you have to have combined space. And doesn't have that, so we'd have to have somebody that, and plus you need two people.
Oh, you need two people, right?
To do
a tripod,
anyways.
You need
mask monitor, all that. There gets a big ordeal going to a manhole, the sewer gas. So, and then that's the, something I said to you here, like a couple of weeks, I'm going to sit down with the engineer, when you get back, I'm going to sit down with the engineer, I'm going to try to lay some off with that, figure out what's the best way to do.
Yeah, I think that's something you don't want to cut in quarter
time. No, we're in big trouble. Plus, it's the force main, too, is we want to make sure we have somebody well-qualified to take care of the issue.
And even when we do fix it, we're probably going to have a truck to supplement the
lift station.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, it'll be quite an undertaking whenever it does go down. So. The next thing on here is snow removal, plowing, salting, parking. Been doing a lot of snow and ice removal. Like I said, the Bobcat has been working really good. I think as a council and as a city, we need to take a good look at the snow removal that we have in the city. We need to have some kind of a plan. 2 inches or more we plow, 3 inches or more we plow, 4 inches or more we plow, we're not getting the streets plowed. Jeremy's getting a lot of complaints. I'm getting a lot of complaints. You guys know as a city you drive the roads, terrible ice. at an earlier meeting this year, we requested salt on the intersections. It hasn't happened. Best road in town is 50. That's maintained by the county. you know, we've had a lot of rentals at the hall and stuff. There's been complaints about icy roads and stuff like that. I've tried to do my best with the sidewalks and stuff, but I don't know. You know, we got an ongoing issue with parking down at the at the apartments down there. I don't know what the answer is on that, but the owner of the apartments is also very frustrated because when does the people move their cars and park them somewhere else? You know, we could have a 3-inch or 4-inch snow that don't get plowed. So then they move them down there and they don't get plowed, and then a night later, they park their cars back there, it gets plowed, and they get ticketed. Well, we can't, as a city, I don't think we can continue to do that. We have to have a policy that we need to stick by, I really feel.
I think we just need to be something as simple as to say 2 inches or more, we will plow, and then I think something as simple as stating that within 1 hour, 2 hours, or whatever, snowfall has, you know, quit, the streets will be plowed within a certain time. Or if we have projected to get 12 inches of snow, we'd say every 4 or 6 inches will be plowed. And we need to lay something out. Because right now I've got people complaining. I've been dealing with the apartment probably mostly. And, you know, he's asking policy is basically our ordinance is pretty basic. It just says any accumulation of snow. And then no parking from 2 a.m. until the streets are plowed.
Who makes the decision of when to plow?
Well, we've kind of given some discretion to Millers on that.
But Millers, they're not the ones that are catching the alley.
No, exactly.
That's just
so yeah. That's why we're kind of bringing it to the council as to what we want to do or how we want to handle it. Because I think a couple of times, too, you know, we requested to have salt put down and it wasn't.
Yeah, Brad, you know, I've tried years to get Brad to put some salt on the street. He's just adamant against it. I don't know why.
I understand it's been cold, but I guess my thing would be because of this type of winter, it would have been nice when it was warm that we had salt down to clear off the streets. Because normally we're lucky enough where we can go a week, we get a 35, the streets clear up, we're good.
Yeah. But
this winter.
It hasn't. I mean, we've got 6 inches of ice in the curbs.
I'm sure that.
I go around and try and widen the streets. Normally, you can run the bucket on the curb. I'm up in the grass because it's ice. You know, I mean, it's something needs to be done. And our intersections are very slippery. I mean, we had a guy take out a fire. Well, he didn't take it out, but he hit our fire hydrant. We had a lady hit the house up here, and that was even on County Road 50. You know, probably driving too fast. You know, the incident that happened down here, several you see where people make a corner, you see them where the cars spin out. I mean, I even, my wife does daycare, and it's kind of funny because, you know, on a snowstorm or something, or after, she'll say, how are the roads? Well, they're fine until I get to Hamburg. They're all ice and Hamburg. I mean, it is what it is. And like I said, I mean, we're hearing it here. I'm hearing it out on the street. You know, I just think that we need to have, you know, sometimes we get a 3-inch snowfall. It doesn't get plowed for 3 days. Well, what happens is that all gets packed down and turns to ice. And if we don't get no salt or sand on it, that ice stays there for a long time. Yeah. I mean, even just me walking to work, it's tough to walk to work because everything is ice.
Yeah. You
know? So, I don't know.
Well, I think Greg should be the one that makes the decision to call the plows on it. Better qualified.
Well, like I said, I mean, it used to be back when we had our own plow, it was 2 inches or less. I know the city plowed 2 inches or more, Miller's plow. But, you know, regardless, and even these 1 or 2 inch snowfalls that never get addressed, that just keeps packing down the roads. And, you know, like I said, something bad's going to happen. Yet,
you know, it's going to be 35 in a couple of days. That's all right.
Yeah.
Like this winter.
It hasn't played out that way.
20 isn't even insane.
I mean, this has been an abnormal winter. It's been like the cold winters of past, but yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, it's just, there's been a lot of complaints, and, you know, I just think we need to take a look at that. And if we do, well, you know, if we get the snowfall one day, well, if it's not going to snow the next day, you know, it should probably be taken care of that evening. That night or whatever, not 2 days later. Because, like I said, once it packs down, it's ice and you can't get it.
So. Well, and the thing with the apartments, too, those parking lots are empty. So those people who are getting ticketed, I'm sorry, they have room in those parking lots.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's just, it's one of those things. I'm just, I get frustrated when I look over at them and they're like,
they line that whole street.
Yeah, there's two cars in the parking lot and everybody else is parked along the road, and then you know they complain to the owner about
taking
the parking.
I think it's right an issue to be, because I've also told them, you know, fans that they can park, we keep that park open, and told them that we will keep that open, allow them to park in there, and when the streets are moved, they're expected to get out, so that, you know, clears. So we are giving them options. I think we're going outside our realm that we have to, and giving them options to get the vehicles off the streets. So if they get a ticket, you know, the only thing I can think of is maybe defining our policy a little bit.
If the tickets aren't working, then you need to do something like City of Minneapolis or St. Paul does, and just pull them away. If they're there at a certain time, they're gone. I mean, if that's what it comes down to.
Because the other complaint I've got is, I've had a couple residents come out and complain that our tax dollars are getting wasted because I've seen Greg, you know, cleaning up after that. Why do we get a plow twice? We're paying for that. So people are upset because they're in there and they're getting windrowed in. Then they leave, and then Greg's got to go and clean up the street. Or even if Miller's got to come back, they got to do it twice. But, you know, costing the taxpayers money. I said, well, yes and no. I guess it depends how you want to look at it. I said, you know, because we do get some of the ticket money, so we have to get ticket money to maybe cover Greg's cost. But
and yeah, the other thing would be is to make sure that they go for.
You know, we always are kind of our policy is as close as they can get. You know what I mean? And then shape up, and usually, you know, you can shape up, but like this year, like you said, when you got the curbs full of ice, you can't shape up.
Yeah. And there's some places too where it's 3 feet off of the curb, where for a long stretch, it takes a long time for me to try and go up in the bobcat and try and, you know, where move that plow over.
Probably the biggest complaint was lax in the plow. So, morning to day, and there were people. Came over from work and had a ton of messages on my machine.
And then when they did plow, you had to really run a rat maintenance to get out of town because they plowed it and blocked streets until they cleared the snow. We tried to leave out this way. It took us a long time to get out because of the way the plow was done.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess just to let you guys know.
I guess it is good. No, it was more. You would have an application of a lot of people melt like fire deer.
Well, it's supposed to rain this weekend, isn't it?
Not rain. Next week.
So
it's,
is it?
It's up to 30.
Yeah. Does it help put some salt out now?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, if it's supposed to be in the 40s, it'll take, you know, the sun should take care of it by itself and stuff. But
that's just going to be a couple of days. I mean, it's going to get cold again, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, this time of year, though, even if it makes it up to 20 because the sun's higher in the sky,
yeah,
the salt will help because the roads are dark. So, yeah, it's a good idea to get it done.
I mean, some roads have some tar showing on now, but, you know, for a long time there was no tar anywhere showing. And even the intersections, I don't know, I myself feel if there's a stop sign there should be salt or salt sand or something there. I mean, that's just a safety issue. You know, you're gonna start having fender benders and they're gonna come against the city and say, hey, you know what, this is so, you know, you can't say, well, you gotta just put a slow crawl because you can see it's ice. I mean, that's something in the city I feel we should take care of.
Well, we've got that auction coming up in Hall, that on the 26th. I mean, if it's going to get warmer, maybe it would pay to throw some salt down and get some of this off instead of letting it build up again.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's been an ongoing issue all winter. So
yeah, is the salt even going to work in this cold?
Well, salt won't work until it's, you know, probably 10 degrees or better is the optimum, and then the sun. But you know, when it's 15 below every day, no, it's not going to work either. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, maybe, you know, part of the reason for the build-up is we've got to get them vehicles out there and get it taken care of. You know, not just right. It's 2 inches or 3 inches, well, it'll go away. It just packs down and turns the ice. I'm just scared we might have some issues come spring with the drainage because, like I said, I mean, even by my house there, I went along with the Bobcat and tried to, well, I got 1 inch. It's all ice. I mean, there's an inch of curb on top. Well, when that stuff starts to melt and drain, it's not going to run there. It's going to run out in the roads because it can't run on the curb, and then we're going to have even more ice issues, not to mention if the drains are all iced over, the water's not going to hit the storm sewers either. So, yeah, I just got a feeling we're going to have some issues coming up here.
So. I think Mr. Bowden is absolutely right. Someone else should be that knows more what's going on instead of letting it up to someone else to make our decision. For it. I think Greg would be a good guy to good candidate for that. Make that
decision. He's logical.
Yeah.
Jeremy would be good too, but he's in Wormwood. And,
yeah.
And Greg's right here. He can see what's going on. I think that's giving the authority to make the call.
I guess we've asked for salt in the past year too, and it hasn't happened either. So what do you do when you ask for it? You say it needs to be done. It doesn't happen.
Well, did we made a decision to either salt or sand? I think we said sand. I think we said salt.
Yeah,
did
I think we did.
Yeah, salt. We said salt. Pure salt. That's pure a big one.
I don't think we haven't seen any salt this year. Well, what's going on?
That's the question. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's just not happening. Just not happening.
Maybe
the only salt we've seen is when we had that little ice storm out here, and we had rentals up here for Christmas and stuff. Miller's guys came with a Bobcat and a shovel and just kind of spread a little bit out and just kind of threw some around. And that did help that time too because it started to cut right through, and then the residue in the water started to break the ice up.
But we don't have the capability to put salt on ourselves. We don't have that equipment.
Got a shovel.
Unless you want to take a Bobcat or something unorthodox.
But I mean, so Brad's company's got just a regular spreader, right?
Yeah, they got.
We contract.
I mean, they got the spreaders on.
Well, yeah. I guess they don't.
Should have one. They should have.
Yeah, that should be part of
it. I know it's a cost, but yeah. Okay.
Well, I think it should be done.
But Greg and I have talked. We don't have to do every street. Main intersections, on Route 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the county does a pretty good job of cutting.
And they do. So that's what I'm saying. We can shape up the rest of the county, and then the main intersections need to be solved that come to
50. I think we should have that.
Even I went home one day and ended up halfway in the intersection.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's going to get warm this weekend and stuff, maybe that's all it's going to help.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some warm weather and we'll take care of it. But still, I think future, if we get in a cycle of these type winters, we need to have something, like Rick said, lazy or something.
Yeah.
Things can follow.
Do we need a motion then? Can we say that we give Rick the authority to call when the plow should be coming out and request the salt? I mean, that takes motion, I'll make it. Put Greg in charge of that.
Greg or Jeremy, both in charge. No, either.
And that's fine. But, if Jeremy, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's snowing like crazy, Jeremy's not going to drive to Hanford.
I don't know if we necessarily need a motion. I think that's just handled.
I just think
between the two of you guys, I don't think we need.
Greg is gone on vacation. Jeremy, get her done, Just got to be done. Jeremy's on vacation. Greg, you're in charge of that.
I mean, like I said, if there's 2 or 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches should be removed just because, like I said, it packs down and it turns to ice.
And how long have you been removing stuff?
About 28 years.
There you go. You're better qualified.
If it snows, it's going to be 40 in a day or two. That's understandable.
Yeah, like in the spring, late spring, when the sun's up or something. Yeah.
But like now, we're
I guess this has just been a bad winter. I mean, we just keep on getting these little 2-inch, 3-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch. Well, if we don't plow them, we don't move them. You see what it turns to. It turns to thick, solid ice.
I think you're in charge of public works. I think you got the heater done.
Just a tough deal there. Hopefully we get a nice warm spell and it kind of starts to break that stuff up.
You're going to Hawaii, it's guaranteed.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen.
No, I think go ahead, Greg, and get her done.
Okay.
Yep.
The cell phone, I have not yet got over there. I plan on doing that when I get back. It's been kind of busy with all the rentals and the cleanup and stuff. What I did do, we were kind of getting different chemicals and stuff from umpteen different vendors. I went to a place, and they're kind of a one-stop shop. Paper towels and hand towels and toilet paper and stuff like that, bathrooms, but we got different toilet paper holders, which I don't have up in here yet, but we went to the big roll hand towels and dispensers. The dispensers were free. We signed a contract for a year, which is fine because the paper towels are a lot cheaper and the big wrong rules of what they are, how we were buying them. And what's really nice about it is, too, like we had the fish fry up there. The small paper towels that we had before, they locked. You put a stack in there. Halfway through the vent, they're out. You put a stack on top. Well, guess what happens? They're all over the floor. They grab 10 of them at a time.
Yep.
So and we went through the whole fish fry and didn't even burn through one roll of towels, which was a good thing. Soap dispensers, same thing. No lease or nothing like that. We buy the soap from them. Going to it's kind of like a foam soap now. It's antibacterial. You don't use as much. It's not as much waste. It's just a little squirt that comes out of the foam. It's good stuff. So, like I said, we should be saving some money in the long run on that too. So, in the hall up there, I've been going around, and I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but like in the dance hall area and stuff, around all the doors and the windows and stuff, over the years people use duct tape to put stuff up and everything, and they take it off. Off comes the paint, and what's underneath it? Really ugly lime green. And so I've been going around and repainting that. I started to repaint the bathrooms. Yellow and baby blue will now be kind of a earth tone, tannish green in there. It'll look a lot nicer. Plus, I don't think they've been painted for a long time. There's just a lot of smudge marks, dirt marks, stuff on the walls and stuff, so that's been kind of keeping me busy. Oh, I was just going to say on my vacation, there's a slip in there for 48 hours. That should be 40 hours. I didn't realize it. Jeremy made me aware of it. We have off on President's Day. So that's just a creative. Other than that, I will be gone from Thursday to Sunday. So I guess if it snows or whatever, it's just an inch or two here or there. I don't
think you already talked about the 3. Tomorrow?
What time tomorrow?
I know it's supposed to snow or rain in it. What are you doing, Greg?
My plane will be leaving at 6 o'clock on Friday.
You need to be back on
Sunday afternoon. Late afternoon, following Sunday.
Forget the date.
Yeah. I'll be attending a meeting tomorrow. Brent Arntz called from Young America. There's a meeting at the state/county shed in Chaska for all public works. People are at least somebody from every town is supposed to be there. They'll be going through what they'll be doing next year as a county, as far as all the different roads and stuff like that. Is anything we need to bring up? any monies out there or something for getting help with different projects and stuff? So that'll be tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I don't know how long it's going to last. Maybe a couple hours or more. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
So, okay. 1 to 3 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Don't worry, all your work will be here when you get back.
I told Jeremy, I said, I won't have, I started in that men's bathroom, and that light pink, darker pink, of course, everything's got to be done 2 or 3 times to cover everything up, so I won't have that bathroom done, but I'll have it, you know, I'll have the paper towel dispensers there, and I'll put up, it'll just be, you know, tape on the ceiling and on the walls and stuff like that. It'll be functional.
We
had, yeah, a kind of a, I went this, or I was doing rounds in the morning and I got popped by Digga and kind of off and on there all day until like 3:30 when I went home and changed and I came back and ate them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they need this opener, that opener, this moved or that moved or... We did have one of the paper towel holders, one of the little wheels on the bottom, the edge broke off, and so the paper towel holder got the towels bunched up in there. But I had another one downstairs, so I just went and put that up and fixed that.
Well, there went through a lot of people, and I heard places clean.
Yeah, 2,388 tickets and so on. The dumpster worked all good. I actually picked that up and put that right down in the shop, and they filled it about 3/4 full of cardboard boxes that they, you know, broke down and stuff just from all the fish, and then they hauled some bottles and some other stuff down there after that. So
it's getting the yellow top on it.
They never got the yellow tops on there yet. That's all I have. Any questions for me, or any other questions for Greg?
The heater in the generator room, did that ever get fixed?
Not yet.
No. We haven't addressed that. Yeah, the light here.
And then, do we have a laptop, Jeremy, that he's going to be able to use down there in the shop then?
Yeah, actually, hard drive. Dump that head in 3 weeks.
Well, he's gone.
The only problem is that computer runs off XP. But yeah, it should be all right. Is it now? I think it's April.
Yeah,
they're no longer. Board.
Did that light get switched on and get fixed in the back of the fire station?
No, that isn't. That isn't. Not fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Rob's needs to look at the heater to fix that light and then. Down in the shop down there.
Garage door. Open. Right?
What ended up happening, I think, is the frost moved that corner.
Oh, yeah.
I can no longer lock the deadbolt. And when that frost moved, I had no power anymore at the garage door opener. And then down in the corner where that door is, there's a gang box there of 4 plug-ins. They're all dead, too. Electricity comes through the floor. there's nothing that's blown in the boxes. So I don't know if the frost moved that building or something, pulled the wire loose somewhere or what.
How many times that thing has been filled with water. I wonder if that ain't such a good idea. Not even fix that, just...
Or have them tie it in somewhere up above.
Deaden it, just put some conduit up along the wall.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know where it goes. It goes into the floor. But, like I said, there's nothing popped in the circuit box or anything. Right now I just got a cord plugged into the wall and draped up over the pipe. That's what I used to run the garage.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's probably frost, because like I said, I can't lock that deadbolt on that door anymore either. It's kind of moot. So maybe once the frost goes out, maybe we'll have electricity again.
That pipe that's in that generator room broken, does that have to get fixed?
It can be. I guess I don't know if we ever really need water in there. It's the water
space. Is that something you can do, or are you a plumber?
No, I can do that.
What's that? Pipe in the generator room. It's busted. I don't know whether it froze or whatever, but it's separated from the
front. In the generator room, there's a water pipe that comes down, and on the spigot on the shutoff, the brass is actually broken. Split. Now the water is shut off on the other side of the wall, so there's no water to it. But that it almost looks like that was broke, like when the thing was built or something, like it was a fitting or something. I don't know what would have broke.
Well, and the fact that somebody, I mean, if it just broke all by itself in the middle of the night, if it filled up with water, you wouldn't have known about it. The fact that somebody's gone on the other side and turned the water off. Somebody knew that it was.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, so all I need to do, I need to get a bottle of nap gas and start this way.
By the way, that alarm system they put in there is quite a few plant. On the inside of the panel, there's a keypad, but that doesn't do anything. Programming, and then the actual panel is above the control panel, and that's got a lock on it. There's no need for us to get in there, but the key for that is on the top of the alarm.
Oh, then Jeremy had brought up that the thing is bulged out.
The water heater, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
All that is it's not actually bulged out. That's just the plastic cover over there, the insulation behind it. Well, there's like a plastic ribbing, and that ribbing is cracked, and so the plastic is just basically popped out. It's not going to, I mean, it's not like it's bulged out or anything, it's just that the plastic isn't being held in there anymore.
No,
well,
I look at that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. No, you could just push it right back in.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's not going to be so.
Is there anything else for Greg?
Did you get that light taken down? Did it really put the light?
I just left you a message in your box. The Minnesota flag looks like it's on one eyelid.
I don't know. There's so many options.
Just take a look on a morning and see. Let me know, otherwise I'll order lights.
Oh, yeah, that he said that bulbs were out on it. That's that wire that I cut that bit of them. That never got fixed.
So it'll be a spring project. Yeah. It's not lit up.
That got frost in the ground there. And so.
Well, there'll be no flights or quite a bit.
Anything else for Greg? You want to see the park treasure report?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Good vacation.
Deputy clerk position, we were to meet, but I got the flu, so we still need to meet to go through the whopping 5 applications. So I got 5 applications, so we'll probably make arrangements here to sit down and meet. Get some interviews set up for this one. process do we want to, this private application, do we want to go to a final? I think maybe just the personnel committee can bring recommendations to the council. What are your guys' thoughts? Think this position, just do the interviews and make a decision for ourselves and make recommendations. So we'll probably do that and then hopefully have a recommendation for the next meeting.
Yeah. Are you able to share with us whether these people are experienced in this area before?
I haven't really reviewed them, but there are a couple applications in there that I will say that have had experience with QuickBooks that we mainly use that have some, a little bit of accounting background. And there's also one of the candidates that also has served as an election judge, which will be very helpful and useful. It's hard to say, really, until you do an interview, to be honest.
When do you think you might get together and come with a recommendation?
Well, probably. Next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. Employee handbook changes. One of the things we did meet and go through the employee handbook, things we discussed changing was basically taking everything out with part-time benefits. So, basically, one of the changes we made, I'm sorry, probably quite a while ago I already did a handbook, so I should have maybe did it again. But anyways, I can go over it real quickly. Call-out, what we discussed changing was that exempt employees, we put something in there, exempt employees would be paid $50 a day for call-out. Or weekends and holidays and after regular hours. The other thing we took out and we discussed is what we'd like to make changes to is salary review, and then also maybe doing semi-annual review. And then we took out 50% pay or 50% sick and vacation holiday pay for anybody that works 20 to 34 hours. Basically, any part-time or no part-time benefits.
No. Okay.
Yep. Another thing we're going to look into and check into is also a change that anyone that leaves the city, just that full-time
The only other things that we're going to address is just making sure we have the updated alcohol and drug policy, making sure we have, there was one other
COBRA, make sure we
have, just things we have to make sure we're in compliance with the state section.
I guess what I would be looking for tonight, I think it would be good to, unless council has any objections to it, but to approve the changes to the call-out pay and to the removal of benefits for part-time employees. So that way this is in, we can adopt this tonight, that changes, have that in place for the next meeting so we can hire some.
Does that have to go to the city attorney to be approved or not?
We'll have her.
I move that we do that. Second that.
For second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yep, I will take care of that. I've already been in touch with Kelly on that. We've already discussed it. So the ball's kind of rolling there on that. Meter reading equipment, that's basically something Mr. Odom's talked about earlier. He's going to go to the seminar on the 25th, where I think census is coming out, and it puts you on what the future of water meters and the programming. So hopefully at the next month we can report back on maybe some changes we can.
Because we originally had talked about there was $8,000 starter pack they provide us with, but problem is only 50% of the meters in city clerk. So, Jeremy and I talked about this at length, and I guess the consensus between us was that it makes more sense to spend the money to get the meters all replaced. And so, is this the time to decide how many meters we want to do a year?
Yeah, I think at the next meeting.
Okay.
Because I want to hear what they have to say, because also what they want to talk about at this meeting is other cities going in on it. You know, so like, it would be us, Marwood, Mayor, Cologne, it would be a lot of us, where we could, you know, really save on costs, go in on the equipment, you know, we can move around, and cost share. So that's another thing. So I'm quite interested to see what they have to say about that. I know the city of Mayor is already kind of looking at that. There are cities looking at that option. So I'd say after that meeting, then that next meeting, I'll put some on the agenda and kind of more in depth of what direction we want to take that.
Any
community hall, just wanted to inform council. We had a little bit of a issue where we had someone back into garage door at the hall. Claim with the insurance, so that's going through the road. Greg's got the door back and up now. He's been it up and said,
which door did they back into?
The garage door, the shop.
Down below?
Yeah.
What were they doing down there?
Someone was parked there, and then I think it was after the snowfall. Next thing, bouncer, jumper, basically, or an obstacle type course, bouncer. We did budget $3,000 for that. Talked with, you know, the mayor, but he's also in favor of purchasing it. Kind of talked to Chris a little bit about it. But, you know, we have it in the budget. I think it's something we should pursue. Everybody I talked to, I think even the summer fest committee's met clients. Seems like the obstacle course would be the kind of the way to go. Get a broader age range too. Probably have more appeal for kids. So my only concern with it was it's just, you know, insurance, how we handle insurance. So me and Chris probably talked to you. You know, like at the hall or any rental, we have a lease agreement. Maybe we should have some type of lease agreement together that we have insurance cover. Because I know our insurance will not cover something like that. Not in the property and casualty insurance package we have right now. That something of that nature would be considered an extracurricular or a special event type feature. Fall under that, so they won't cover that. Which is something we're going to have to look into. I don't know if the Zummerfest committee, Lyons, or anybody, Chris and Bob want to volunteer, or
as far as kind of
purchasing it, or
yeah, I mean I can look at some options. And
I still have the ones you had from last year.
Oh, okay,
ideas.
Good.
I have those as well.
Okay, but it's in the budget, so I think we might as well go ahead with it. And we're getting that time here where, you know, it'll be March next meeting, so.
Mayor Mall stopped me. He had called me and told me that
he's in favor of it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll get those from you again, and I'll take a look online and see what's available. And
then I'll try to get some information. I got a buddy that does that. KK Fun Time on Watertown. Raiders. They do that business. Maybe Kevin had heard an email just to see if they know where to purchase them.
Yeah, that'd be good too. Sure. And then, then I would ask them too, what kind of lease agreement would they do? Because we should build a mirror. That should be pretty basic.
But maybe they have something. I'm sure they'd have to have something when they have something put together.
Yeah.
There's a motion already granted this.
So it's in the budget.
It's in the budget.
So
it's in the budget. Yeah, so we don't.
It's a go item. All
right. Sounds good.
Who's that? I'll have them.
And then just the other thing, audit. Thursday, Friday auditors will be here. That'll kind of be the in-house audit. Where we'll go through that stuff. It'll still drag out through mid-March. We'll get financial statements. The worst part of it will be done. I've already, this weekend, I made a lot of the journal entries. Entries that were about 7-8 out. Get them entries done. So, ready for the audit. Good. Good. Good stuff. You know, they offered to help do them entries. But, audit fees.
Well, the thing is, you spent 7 hours of your weekend. I mean, we should, you get paid. You're a provisioner. We should do something for you.
Salary. What I've looked at right now, 6 weeks this year, putting 30 plus hours. Yeah. Not too concerned about that right now. I just want to get through the audit. Maybe next council meeting.
I don't think we have great work section to do stuff, but it gets paid for it.
Part of it's salary, yeah, some of it. This is from Snap. And the only other last thing I got is now getting. I haven't taken any measures at all yet to have somebody come in and look at the green part, but I didn't get things to
pull up. One of them is by the stop sign there. It's good. 10 of them, I think, I saw yesterday.
So I think we should at least start with, I'll send out a letter here. Probably next week we'll get a letter from you guys sent to the whole.
How many cats?
Whether they're housing them or not, to me they are because they're feeding them. I've driven by there and watched them. They do have. That's why the cats.
Well, you know, it's going to be tough to fit in with that ordinance just because a lot of us have bird feeders. We don't house them. They don't disagree that we should be out feeding them, but with the intent, I mean, the letter of the ordinance, unfortunately, doesn't help us a lot.
No, it won't. Because no, she was claiming that if she could easily send it out.
There's nothing for it. Yeah. Or for
do cats have to be licensed, Jeremy?
They do, yes.
Is that it? Is that an angle?
Not if they're not hers.
Not if they're not her cats. They're
feral cats. That's why I think if we get one of those two groups to come out, it doesn't take care of the thing right away, but over time it will.
It stops it from being 20 cats.
Yeah.
50 cats. You know, and like I said, I know the. I talked to a few people about it and said, well, I can tell you the deal. Like I said, $2,000 in the city. Probably. I've been there, done it. Shelters are full. Talk to the state itself. I've even talked to one of the cops about it. So watching, keep an eye on. Was here the other day. So I guess if they, you know, become a bigger user.
This is the final ordinance that works.
Yeah, or something. Basically states that you need a partner in them.
Well, I'm sure we're not the only city that has this problem.
Every city has a problem. I've talked to a few other cities.
And that's why these two groups that I mentioned before are in existence. Mm-hmm. They're to help cities to do it in a humane way.
And minimize the problem.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have nothing else. This comes with any other questions. Just one thing I do want to know, with my hours, but the only thing I really haven't been able to keep up on is, like, with the water bills a little bit, as you noticed, I'm going to be getting to today. Getting out late notices, as you can see, the getting quite large. Getting them letters out and getting minutes done. New odds and ends. Well, in reality, there's no reason someone can't come in here, and even I'm looking at it, we're kind of, this was a busy time. Somebody should be getting that work done 10 or 20 minutes. I don't think there's anything that they need to work with.
I think the only reason that gentleman is maybe a little bit behind because he was sick for 2 days. And, but I think he's been a real good job on everything. So, but like I said, the next week here,
that's a good quiet time. If I were to have a tight minute, there's a lot of
things. Any other questions? Anything
new on the job? Compensation.
Oh, and that's one thing I think. I was going to touch base on that. Bring that up. I think I kept. Hopefully, you could all check the emails or in the loop on that. But this block filed for unemployment. We wrote back with the responses. They came back with other responses. One of the things I had to make a correction in probably should have stayed for 30 years. That wasn't true when I went through her hours. This is another thing that has kind of set me behind because I've spent a lot of time on this, these unemployment issues, which normally don't have either. But anyways, she's working 38, she claimed, and I had to put some information together to show that she only averaged 28 hours for the whole year. The other thing, if you've seen, she claimed that she was full-time and was going to be part-time in her benefit. Well, one, she was never full time. Two, she's always been full time. Three, we never discussed any benefits. So, we did work, kept the attorney involved in this. That is now, it'll go back to unemployment office. And if they deny it, she can request a hearing. So, this could drag on even further. But as I've said to the attorney, is if this drags on further and she does call a hearing, one of the things I want to call out is the one call them white lies, or I don't want to accuse her of lying, but just the information that she provided isn't correct because of stating she was full time. And in no way did the council ever say they were going to cut her benefits. And know, just some of the things, the inaccuracies that should be reported to them. If I hear anything or get anything back, I will let you know. But the one thing I did report, Mr. Byerly wasn't in time.
Usually a voluntary resignation is. Sue's was the same thing. And, you know, even if she does appeal it, if they deny it, maybe she appeals it. 95% of the time, the judge that comes on the line for the state will rule the same way as the state in the voluntary resignation. So it's not really, I don't really think it's that big of an issue. I mean, she can try all she wants, but I don't think she can get it. That's just my opinion.
And I think Jeremy's got to do the right thing to clear everything, otherwise, he's just going to have a bad name. So I think he'll get cleared up and be taken care of here to make sure. Anything else? Pool payment of added January 2014 claims.
I move to approve the two ash payments. That's number 6 16, 604, 16, 621 for a total of 45, 455, 76. Motion been made. Two ash payments in 16, 604, 16, 621 The sum of $25,405.78 for January claims. Second on that.
Who? Second. Please second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll move to approve the four ash payments for February and checks number 16, 622 to 16, 640 for a total of $94,025.64
Second.
Second.
Four ash payments in 16, 621, 16, 640 a total of $9,425.64 on the February claims. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. City Council reports. Mr. Horowitz?
No, I said everything I had.
Okay. Bob, street.
Mine, I'll look, pretty much I have, everything I have is for Schultze. The basement men's room that I talked about this time last year, still has a hole in the floor. What Dennis did was he cut a piece of plywood and just shoved it over there. He didn't really fix it. And like I said, that's kind of a danger. Obviously, people don't go down there very often, but the people that do, it does need to be fixed permanently. I know that a couple of people talked about
That's in the men's, right?
And some people talked about the floor in the basement there not being swept. There was still Christmas decoration garbage all over the floor and everything. We had the pancake crunch, so that had not been cleaned up.
I guess I wasn't aware you used that, so that might be my fault.
At the fish fry, they had the guys had the speaker that was right next to the bar turned up so loud because, according to Digga, the two speakers at the south end of the bar were not working. So that's something he needs to test to make sure. Because, I mean, the third speaker was blowing people's heads off. Because I turned it down and they cranked it back up so the other two speakers were not working. So people couldn't hear on the south end of the building. And other thing is the latch on the cooler. I noticed that it's not the actual handle itself, but what actually goes into. It's very loose, and it looks like one or possibly two of the screws when they tried to take it apart when they got it from whoever bought it from. It looks like one of them may have broken off and or stripped. Like I said, but the latch itself is very loose in the thing, and it does need to be repaired.
There's two holes at the top. So which could be part of the problem.
I think that was the reason, because I remember when we got that, I think that was going to have to have all the way through.
Okay, so we're threaded.
I think Roz would have been. I think.
And I also would like a more permanent repair for where I had noticed I had remarked about this too as well. Where the, you know, after they put, the, when they cut the bar to put the cooler in because it was bigger, where it actually goes at the end of the bar there, where it meets the cooler, it's not attached to anything. It's, what Dennis did was, first he had just stuck a piece of 2x4 there to hold it up. Well, after I complained about it before, he took a couple L-brackets and actually bolted the 2x4 to the bar itself. So it's sitting on the counter there by the sink. But I would like it, if there's some way we could permanently repair that or put a brace maybe down to the floor, or if Schultze can possibly brace it to the cooler itself, because I still don't think that's a very solid repair, and at some point in time, if somebody did something stupid, somebody could get hurt.
So is it the actual bar or the
The actual bar itself, because there's a bar and then there's a counter, the granite counter underneath it.
Right.
What he did, it like I said, what he did first was he just stuck a piece of 2x4 in there, and that held it up.
Between the two?
Between the counter and the actual bar. And now what he has done since that is he took a couple of L-backs and bolted the 2x4 to the bar itself.
So again, it's not. It's
it needs some reinforcement.
Exactly, it's a temporary fix, and he's never, like I said, he never was motivated to fix it. He figures it works, and it does work. But I would just rather see it in better shape. But that's all I got.
Yeah, we already addressed that. I'll move to adjourn.
Pleasure.
Favor?
Aye.
Good change of view.